get started. We're learning Siman Kuf, Kuf Beis, and we're in the middle of a Machaber over here. Yesterday we actually read through the entire Machaber and even the next Sif just to get some background, and then we went back to the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just remind ourselves a little bit what we discussed. We have two main minhagim, when to say Yilu Ratzain at the end of Shemona Esrei. There was the Shulchan Aruch minhag based on a Rashba, and then there was the minhag in the Medinas Ashkenaz that the Ramah brings down. Both minhagim, they said Yilu Ratzain one time. And the Machaber said Yilu Ratzain immediately following Shemona Esrei, because the Rashba held that since Chazal tell us that you're supposed to say Yilu Ratzain at the end of Shemona Esrei, then it would be a hefsek to answer Kaddish and Kedusha between the Yilu Ratzain and the Shemona Esrei. And also, it's better not to say Takanunim Elokai Netzur between the Shemona Esrei and the Yilu Ratzain. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch. So he says there's one Yilu Ratzain. If he wants to say it again after he says Elokai Netzur, he can do that. But the Iker, he has one Yilu Ratzain immediately following Shemona Esrei. And then the Ramah, we said, held that no, the minhag was to say Takanunim, the Elokai Netzur between the Shemona Esrei and the Yilu Ratzain. So they also said one Yilu Ratzain at the end of everything after Elokai Netzur. And the Ramah then concludes, based on that minhag to interrupt between Shemona Esrei and the Yilu Ratzain with Takanunim, that it's also permissible to answer Kaddish and Kedusha and the like, Divrei Kedusha. Fine. So it came out that the Iker, the Machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah, was after Shemona Esrei, before he says Yilu Ratzain. Then there was another point in the Machaber, which is what we're going to focus on tonight, is that the Machaber mentioned that there are two different... After he says Yilu Ratzain, so then it depends what he's allowed to answer based on what his habits are. If he is not ruggle to say Takanunim, means he, even if he said different personal tefillas after his Shemona Esrei, but it was different every day, it wasn't a regulus one nusach that he picked that he would say every day. So then, once he said Yilu Ratzain, his Shemona Esrei is more or less over, and he can answer Amen to any bracha that he wants. Any bracha, not only the special Amens of Kaddish and Kedusha and Shamei Tefillah and the like, not the Chashav one. Even any Amen he could answer, Maybe not Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, but he could answer any Amen. That's if he's not Ruggel and Takanunim. If he's Ruggel and Takanunim, so then it has a little bit of a halakha like Shemona Esrei. Not mamish like Shemona Esrei, but a little bit of a similarity like Shemona Esrei, and therefore he should not answer anything that he's not allowed to answer in the middle of Kriya Shema and the Birkas Kriya Shema. Fine. That's what we said yesterday. And then there was one more point in the Machaber, and we'll see this inside tonight, is that the Machaber said that really in such a situation where he's not Rogel and Takanunim, so it'd actually be preferable for him to, if he's coming to a place where he could answer, he's up to Kedusha, the Chazan's up to Kedusha or Kaddish, so it'd actually be better for him to just skip the Takanunim and take three steps back and say with Shalom, and then answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Okay, so that's what we're going to see now. Let's see that inside the Machaber. We're on page 292, or it's Kuf Mem Vav on the base. In the middle of the Machaber, right here on the top of the page, you see where it says Omiu, by the where the Mishnah Berurah is the Sifkat and Hay. Omiu, a ragel loymar takanunim, a person who is ragel to say takanunim achat tefilasay after his tefila. Im hizchel ashliach tzibur l'sadet tefilasay v'yigia l'kadesh l'kudusha mekatev oile. So he's even if he's ragel to say takanunim, but he got to a point where the shliach tzibur is up to kadesh and kudusha, he should be mekatev oile. It would be preferable to him. Even before answering while he's in the middle of his Takanunim, and he's still standing in front of Hashem in the Shemona Esrei, it would be actually preferable for him to take his three steps and then answer Kaddish and Kedusha. If he didn't do that, then he could be Mafsik like one would do in the middle of Kriya Shema and its Bracha. Okay, that's clear. So now the Mishnah Berurah over here, that's the Machaber. The Mishnah Berurah over here is Babid Pashat by a technicality in the language of the Machaber, which is this word umiu, however. What's this however going on? What it really seems like the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by is it sounds like the however is going on the beginning of the Machaber, that he said that if a person wants to be mafsik between Kaddish and Kedusha, between Yilu Ratzain, and he shouldn't do it. And then he mentioned that if he said Yul Ratzon, he can answer. And now all of a sudden he says, Mew, that there's a time when you could answer. So it sounds like he contradicts himself. First he said, you're not allowed to answer before Yul Ratzon. Now he seems like he could answer. So Mr. Burr wants to clarify, that's not pshat. And that the Mew, this, however, is going on the case of if he's not Rogel and Takanunim, that he... If he is, I'm not sure exactly. We'll see. If he is Rogel and Takanunim, then he should be Mekatzer Va'oilet. We'll see the lesson. We'll see if we get a clear cut. Sivkat and Hey New Gamze Myria Mechaber B'Shekavar Amar Yul Ratzon. That clearly we're talking about. He said Yul Ratzon. Timav Haki Loihaya Mechaber Mekol. The Mechaber wouldn't be Mekol to Svirle the Bechol Gavni Ein Lahasti Kaidam Yul Ratzon. So that's not what the Mechaber is contrasting to say that we don't have to say. Yul Ratzon, you always have to say Yul Ratzon to answer anything. Fine. V'hai Umiyu, so what's this Umiyu going on? Soif Devarav, it's going on what you mean, it says later, the Mekatzer V'Oyla Koi. It's going on that case of Mekatzer V'Oyla that you cut out of the Shemona, so you cut it short, and then you take your steps back, and you say it's a Shalom, then you can answer the Kaddish and Kedusha. Ratzal Oymar. Daval Pisha Omar Mitzchila, even though he said, the Mechaber said originally, the Bain Yul Ratzon, the Shar Takanunim, Shapir Damila Hafsik, that once he said Yul Ratzon, so he said Yul Ratzon, so he finished, he could be Mafsik. So the Machaber said it's Mutter. Okay, so he's going on that case, even if he's not Rogel and Takanunim, which we said he can answer just about anything, but it would still be preferable, that's the but it would still be preferable, Miu, if he could be Mekatzev Oily, he should do so. Even in such a case, where it's not even such a problem to be mafsik, it would still be preferable to take his three steps back. Yeah? In the middle of, so you're asking, in the middle of Elokaina Tur. Yes. So that's what he's saying. Even though he's ruggedly, always says it, and he should still be Mekatzev Oyla. That's how I understand it. I think so. That's how I understand it. The Orach HaShulchan says it clearly. So it makes me a little bit more confident to say so. Mishnah Berurah is not so clear that's what he means, but I think so. Yeah, Ratzel, let's finish this lashon of the... And then, well, he's finished. He took his three steps back already. Yes, so he ended his Shmona Esrei, and today he didn't say all kind of story, he didn't say the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's takanunim. It's not ma'akev. We'll see. It's a shtickel pagam. I don't know what the right word is, but it's not so good to answer Kaddish and Kedusha if you're standing in Shmona Esrei. If you could be Mekatzer V'Oila, if you could cut it short, and, yeah, okay, he's going to say, you're going to lose your milk. So, because, you're asking what's wrong with saying Kedusha before the milk. Because when you have a private meeting with the milk, even though there's a whole group of people praising the milk, but you're in a private meeting with the milk, so, This is even though you're 1 foot out the door, but Lamaisa, you're in this private meeting with the Melech, so it seems that this is, you don't interrupt the whatever the Mila of Shmona Esrei is, that it has to, all these rules, that it has to be with complete closed off from the world. So it means even, I mean, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, normally you wouldn't answer Kaddish and Kedusha, right? So here you're still partially into the Shmona Esrei. Yeah, mikolakom yimyachol katzer kadei lako raglav adif pei would be preferable. Tafel pish amar yul ratzayin mikolakom kolzman shaloi pasa havik amid livnei amelech. So long that he didn't say yul ratzayin, he's like his amid livnei amelech. Now it's a little bit. I don't know. You see, I'm struggling a little bit with the Mishnah Berurah. He's saying he's bothered by the word umiyu. The word umiyu. But, however, it has to be going on something. So he's saying that it was going on the case where he was not Rugel and Takanunim, that we said it's not really such a problem to answer. Miu would still be better to cut it short and go out. That means he never says Elokaina Tor. He says a different thing every day, whatever it is. That's how the Orach HaShulchan explains it. But he's also going, the Mechaber clearly is saying, even if he's Rugel and Takanunim, he's clearly going on the case of Rogel that is also Mekatzer V'Oila. That halacha is applicable. He's just explaining the Miu. But the halacha is still true of Rogel. Now, I'm telling you that the explanation of Rogel of the Shulchan Aruch is Elokaina Tzor. And that's I got from the Aruch HaShulchan. He defined Eino Ruggle and Ruggle. Eino Ruggle, he says, doesn't mean he never says Takanunim. It means every day he says something different. He doesn't have a Kaviyas. He's supposed to say Takanunim at the end of Rishmon Esrei, but it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. It happens to be, he himself says that Klai Yisrael, we're Makabal Alayu Choyva. We're Makabal on ourselves Choyva to say Alakai Nesor every day. That's what we do. But technically it's not a Chiyuv. Scared. The whole Indian of Takanunim is that it comes, it's your own personal prayer. It's not a Chiyuv. That's the whole Indian of Takanunim. Since we all say, he says it's Kibla Choyva, we shouldn't take it lightly. That's why everybody says it's princes and sitter for a reason. We all say it. Yeah, it's like a din, but it's not so much of a din that in this situation you wouldn't be makatzer v'oyla. Because the din is that if you have a choice between cutting it short and answering Kaddish and Kedusha or not, so you would cut it short. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. You're asking if cutting short means stopping, interrupting, going back to davening, or means finishing Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't mean stopping, interrupting. It means actually taking three steps back and finishing Shemoneh Esrei without saying Elokeinetzor, without saying Elokeinetzor. Even if it's without saying Inibit, yeah, it seems like that. Once you step back, you're not going to continue. That's right. If you don't step back, you could continue. Right. So the Mechaber, it's very interesting, Bechlal, the Lashon of the Mechaber is that he should do that. It's like a nice, it's Mechad Chila to do this. And if he didn't do it, Im Loi Katzar, if he didn't do it, so then he answers like whatever the halachas of Kriyashma are. If you're Ruggle and Takanunim, so then you answer like the halachas of Kriyashma. You can answer Kaddish, you can answer Kedusha. We'll see later the Mishnah Berurah is going to say he would prefer you to save all your personal prayers for Elokeinetzor over Shomei Tfila, because then you can answer Kaddish and Kedusha. What do you mean? You just told me that you should be Makatzer V'oyla. I don't know. It's a little bit difficult to understand when we say this. Well, if you're in Shema Kalei, now you're being Marka, you could never answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Here, if you, you have a chance of answering Kaddish and Kedusha. Okay, if you have a guy that he's going to, every single day, he's going to save all the Takanunim for Elokeinetzor, and then it's going to get up to Kedusha, and he's going to take three, he's never going to say Takanunim. That's not what he means. I don't know. Huh? At least he has a chance to say it. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that the reason why it'll be a Mila to save his Takanunim for Elokeinetzor is because then he'll remain in the Shemoneh Esrei, right? And he'll answer the Kaddish and Kedusha while he's in Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know. I don't know. But the Mechaber is telling us there would be a Mila. There would be a Mila to take three steps back. Okay, I think we did pretty good. This is the idea that the Mechaber is saying. I don't know exactly when you have, how strong this Makatzer V'oyla is, because we see that it's not, the Mechaber himself doesn't seem to put such a stress on it. If he doesn't do it, there's still an eitzah to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. And the Mishnah Berurah also will see, it seems that if you don't want to finish your Shemoneh Esrei, you're busy with your Takanunim, you're not ready to be Makatzer V'oyla, you don't have to. Fine. Makatzer V'oyla, Vav. Makatzer V'oyla, Dainu Shemapsik, the answer here is clearly, you stop the emsa, Takanunim, in the middle of your Takanunim, you take your three steps, you should say Eitzah Shalom. Also, they say in the Dirshu, Dain Choyva Loimar Takanunim B'chol Pam. It's not a Choy, you don't have to say Takanunim every time, period. V'im Ein Loi Shul Tzliv Soya, if he doesn't have time to take his three steps, V'loi Amar Yul Ratzain Koydem Elokai Nesor. Now, he's going now with the Minig Ashkenaz, which is they said the Yul Ratzain at the end of everything. So now you have a person, he was in the middle of his Takanunim, Elokai Nesor, and all of a sudden he realized that the Shliach Sibra is up to Kedusha. So he can't take three steps back, he doesn't have a second to do it. And even the Yul Ratzain, he's going to have to say it as fast as he can. So the Mishnah Berurah holds, at least he should say that. It's better to say the Ratzain before he answers Kaddish Kedusha. Yeah. Oh, so you're pointing out, if he said Yul Ratzain before he said Elokeinetzor, then he's fine. Then he could answer like Kriyashma, he could answer Kaddish, he could answer Kedusha, Baruch, all these things. He didn't have a chance to take three steps back, so he won't. Yeah, and he said already Yul Ratzain, so he's good. Yeah. Mishmar is just saying, for a person who doesn't have the minhag to say it right away, so now it would be better, even if he can't take three steps, it would still be preferable to at least say the Yula Rotsi. Yeah, Toiv Jiyomar Atta, it's preferable, it's Toiv. It would be preferable to say now Yula Rotsi and Kaidam Shiana Imayam. It's a little bit, it makes it a little bit lighter to answer the Kaddish and Kedusha once he said Yula Rotsi. Good? Let's go step base. Ein nochein loymar takanunim kaidem yula rotzin. Here the Mechaber says it's not nochein, it's not right to say takanunim before yula rotzin. We had in Sif Aleph, you're not allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, and when it comes to takanunim, it's ein nochein, it's not right. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that it's not a veira like it would be to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, it's just not right. Elo achar siyum shmoneesrei miyad yoimar yula rotzin. What is proper is he should right away say yula rotzin, like we said before, the takana of Chazal was Shmona Esrei Brachos, and then Yula Ratzin. And then if he wants to say afterwards Takanunim, he could. And if he wants to put at the end of his Takanunim another Yula Ratzin, he could do it. So that's where it comes from, the minhag to say two times Yula Ratzin, is that we're being machmer like the Mechaber, to say right away a Yula Ratzin after Shmona Esrei. We want to be Yotze, the Shita that you're not allowed to interrupt between Shmona Esrei and the Yula Ratzin with Takanunim. So that we say Yula Ratzin then. And then there's an Indian that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a very, very special pasuk. It has very very lofty meanings. And so because of that, we want to say it again to conclude our Takanunim. That's also a good thing. We can do that. It's fine to do that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin. Ein Nochen. Ein Bebeis Yosef, Vedarki Moshe. Look in the Beis Yosef and the Darki Moshe, Shekosu, they wrote the Medina. Ein Isser. There's no Isser to say Takanunim between the Shmona Esrei and the Yula Ratzin. So like Chomer, Kaidim Yula Ratzin, Mi Bircha Shomei Tefillah. It's not more Chomer than the Brach of Shmoya Tefillah. Just like in Shomei Tefillah, you can add whatever personal tefillahs you want. So here you mamish finish Shmona Esrei. You already said, Mavari Chesamu Yisrael Basham. You shouldn't be Mavzik L'Chadchil between Yula Ratzin, but Takanunim certainly could belong over there. The Kaimel on Le'el, Simon Kuvyetes, the Yachol Lishol Ba Kol Trochav, a person can ask whatever he wants in Shomei Tefillah, so here it's not worse than that, and it's not a hefsek, it's not as bad as Kaddish and Kedusha. According to the Mechaber, it's asif to answer Kaddish and Kedusha before Yula Ratzin, but Takanunim is preferable not, but it's not mamash a hefsek. Ragel Chanchila Nachin Yaita Loimer Yula Ratzin Kedem Elokainetzor. That's the pshat the Mechaber said Nachin. It's not Nachin to do this, but it's not the end of the world either. Sivkan Ches. Kasav Beseder Hayoin, let's see the Milo of Yula Ratzin. Yula Ratzin, whom is Sugul Lakam and Yanim, it's a Sugulu for many things. Tchilasa Yod, it starts with the Yod, Vesaifa Yod, and ends with the Yod. That's number one. Number two, Tevoitav Yod, there's 10 words in the Pasuk. And another thing, Yud Yudin, there are 10 times the Ois Yud in this Pasuk. So we start with a Yud, we end with a Yud, there's 10 words in the Pasuk, there's 10 Yudin in the Pasuk. V'yesh by Membeis Ois Yois, there are 42 letters in the Pasuk, which is also a big Soid, V'soidoi Soid Gadol, V'chein Tarek V'aymer B'nachas. So all that tells us that we should say it B'nachas, we should say it without a rush, and to say it with kavana, a moil harbi the kabel tefillah. And it's very helpful that the tefillah should be in this kabel. So first, when he wants his tefillah to be in this kabel, so he should say yula ratzin with a kavana v'lo yashuv reikam, that it won't get denied. That's a segula for kabbalah that tefillah is to be mechaven and the yula ratzin. Period. Now let's talk about the suggestions what a person can daven for in his tachanunim. Like we said, the real idea of tachanunim. There's tzaloisahain uva'usahain, there's tefillah, and then there's tachanunim. Tefillah is the nusach of chazal that we have. It's like a sword, a hair of pivyos. It's able to cut through all the mekatrigim, and it goes straight to shemayim. It's got in the lashon of kodesh, like we learned in Kofalos, the kaiches to do all kinds of graces achen in shemayim. Now, then there's something else. There's a person's own personal prayers, his needs and his feelings that he needs to express to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's the time to ask in the Takanunim in his Elokainet Torah. We use in the Sukh, but the truth is that the Indian, the idea of Takanunim, is that it should be your own personal Shrachim. So he gives a few suggestions. Kazav chai adam, nakon varoi lechol adam, lispalo b'chol yayim, that each person, every single day, he should be mispalo, appropriate for a person to be mispalo b'yichut, al tzrachav, he should be mispalo in particular on his needs, uparnasasai, and his parnas, that means for his livelihood. That's one thing. And also something else, v'shol yamush ha-tayra mipiv, that the Torah shouldn't leave his mouth. That means that he should be able to be learning Torah all the days of his life. That's another tefillah. Vizaray, and also his children, Vizarazar, and his grandchildren. That the person should be mispalel every single day for the hatzlacha of his children and grandchildren, that they should remain loyal and dedicated to Avodat Hashem and Limud Torah. B'shiu kol yaitzech alatzav ovdei Hashem be'emes, that all of his yaitzech alatzav, all of his children offspring should be that there shouldn't be any psul, anybody who is not worthy in his children or offspring. Anything that he knows that he needs, whether it be refuah or shua, whatever it is, he's not getting along with somebody, whatever he has, his needs, he feels in his heart that he wants to pour his heart out to Hashem. So then, that's what he should be doing in the middle of his tachas. If he doesn't know how to speak smoothly and nicely in Lashon HaKadosh, you have Marana, of Lashon Ashkenaz. He could say it in Lashon Ashkenaz, in Yiddish, or in English, whatever is his language. Rak Shehiya Mikirez Libet. As long as it comes from the heart. That the koyak of tachanunim is different than the koyak of the tefillah of Chazal. Like we said, the tefillah of Chazal is a mashal of a hair, of a sword. It has a koyak to be mazik, even if you're not such a skilled a warrior. But a sword is a sharp. Mashain came, the tachanunim is like an arrow. This is, I'm telling you, a meshech chachma. The tachanunim is like an arrow. It means if the further you pull back the string of the bow, and the further the arrow is going to go. That's the koyak of tachanunim. It has to come from kiris liboy. The koyak is from the lathe, not from the words per se, from the lathe. Fine. But toiv, now this is what we were mentioning before, that the Mishnah Berurah holds it's a maila to put the tachanunim in the Elokeinu Torah over Shamei Tefillah. Because then, if he's being marich and he'll get caught in the middle of his tachanunim, then at least he'll be able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, whereas if he's marich and Shamei Tefillah, he's just going to miss everything. It would be preferable to put these tefillahs that he needs, achar should find kol Shemona Esrei, after he finishes the Shemona Esrei, put them in Elokeinu Torah. It's preferable, milakavam, bebirka Shamei Tefillah, than to put them in Shamei Tefillah. Why? That if you would need to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, you call on his Akar Mirasa Yularasa and the Kulyama. Then he'll be able to answer once he said Yularasa. So that would be a mile of the Mr. Berold. It's preferable to wait for your Tachanunin till Elokai Netzor. Fine. Let us go further. We have one more Sif here in the Mechaber, Sif Gimel, Ruggle Loimar Dala Devarim Elu, somebody who is Ruggle to say these four things. Zeicha mekabel pnei shechina. He zeicha to see the pnei shechina. Asei leman shemecha, asei leman yeminecha, asei leman teresecha, asei leman kedushasecha. So that is why we have a minig, and after Elokai Netzor, we say these four things, and it's a big maila. A person is zeicha to be mekabel the pnei shechina. The Dirsha brings down also, there's a minig, everybody knows that we say the psukim with your name, and that's a segula to remember your name. It helps a person. There's a midrash that says a person, when he's in the kever, they ask him what his name is, and he forgets, and then he's olal pa'oinshim. It's like this. It's a segula for him to remember his name. If he says all the days of his life, he says the pasuk that starts with the first letter of his, the first word of the pasuk starts with his the beginning of his name, and the last letter of the pasuk ends with the last letter of his name. This is a fine. So we finished Mana Esrei. Now we're ready to take our three steps back. Says the Mechaber, Simen Kof Chav Gimel, Kaireya Upeiseya Gimel Pesiyais La'acharav B'kriya Achas. Okay, so even though we've been doing this before we knew how to tie our shoes, but the Ma'aseh, it could be that the Mechaber over here, it said a little bit differently than people may know. Kaireya, he's supposed to bow down. The Rambam even says that there's five times we bow down in Shmona Esrei, in the beginning of Avos in the end, the beginning of Moedim in the end, and then when you say Oyeh Shalom as a fifth time we bow down. So you bow down, and then you take three steps, Gimel Pesiyot Wachrav, Bekri Achas, as he's bowed down. He doesn't make any new bows, he just takes his three steps as he's bowed down. But Achar Shepasa, Gimel Pesiyot, and after he finishes his three steps, so Shalsuna Mishnah Berurah points out that the Minhag Olam in his time, and it was really much earlier than that, the Beis Yosef complained about this, the Maria Avuov complained about this, that the people, they said the Oyeh Shalom as they're taking their three steps back. People still do it today. But the Mechaber clearly says that you take your three steps, and then after you take your three steps, then you use the Oydoi Kareya while he's still bent down. Koidem Shiyuz Koid, before he straightens up. Because Yoimar Oyeh Shalom Bim Roimav, as he says, Oyeh Shalom Bim Roimav, Haifek Panav Latat Smoilai, first to his left. Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, and as he says, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, he turns his face to the right, Haifek Panav Latat Yaminai. Rachakish Takav Elefanav, Ke'evet Anifter Mirabai, then he bows in front of him, and he like a slave who's leaving his master. Okay, that's clear. So this, even though it's familiar, we probably don't need demonstration, but let's just make sure we got it clear. Mechabot, you bow down, you take your three steps back, one, two, three, and then we didn't lift up, we didn't, he says you, well, as you bow down, Oyeh Shalom Bim Roimav, and then to the right, we Oyeh Shalom Aleinu, and then to the front, about Kol Yisrael Bim Roimav. We'll see that, Mr. Brewer, that's exactly how he says. Yeah. Not everyone does it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't do like that. How does he do? You're asking, maybe he's older, that's why he doesn't do it. It's interesting, because he's crowded, he does everything, he's very medactic with the Mishnah Berurah. It's actually interesting, because in the lashon of the Poskim is mashma, you don't really have to move your body, it's enough to move your head. So it could be, maybe he just says that, yeah. Only the head. And they leave their body straight. Yeah, so you'll see, if look at the lesson of the Mechaber again, he says, Haifek panav lesad smiley. If Shemar Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, Haifek panav lesad. So it seems it would be enough to just turn his head. You don't necessarily have to move your whole body. Okay, I mean, normally, naturally, a person would move their body also. And the Indian is Kederach Sha Nifter Mirabli, so it's a Hachna. Wouldn't be anything wrong with it. But Al Kapanam, there's this Indian. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Ke'evet Anifter Mirabli. He's like an Eved that's leaving his Rav, his master. Vashir Akriya, how far does he bend down? Kvar Ksavdi L'El B'Simen Kuf Yad Gimel. That's the halachas of Avos, of the Kriyas by Avos. V'Bir Lachashu Kadeshis Pakaku Kol Chuyotav Shebashidra. Just like by Avos and Moedim, when you bend down, you're supposed to bend down to the extent that you feel all the bones, the vertebrae, poking out. So it's the same thing when you make this Oyeh Shalom. It has mamash a full halacha of a Kriya. And then he found that there are posts come over here that say that clearly. That when a person says Oyeh Shalom, he's supposed to bow down the full extent like he would in the Shmona Esther. Gimel Psiyos, and he takes three steps. Ein Beis Yosef Kama Ta'amim. Look in the Beis Yosef Kama Ta'amim. If the Olam has patience, there's six reasons that the Beis Yosef brings down why we take three steps out of Shmona Esther. I'll tell you the Kitzer. It says like this. The first part was that that's the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring that reason. Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah. Aside from that, there's going to be six other reasons. Keneged Gemel Milin Shirachaku Yisomei Har Sinai B'Shas Matan Torah. Number one was the Yidden when they were by Har Sinai, and every dibur they heard, they went back 3 mil when they heard it. So we take three steps back from the Shmona Esrei, keneged those 3 mil. And the second reason is it says Choshech Anan Varafel, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went in to the Har Sinai, so he went through three mechitzas, Choshech, darkness, Anan, cloud, and Arafel, also a cloudy darkness. So when he came out, he also came out of these three mechitzas. So Mimelo, when a person takes the three steps, he's like coming out of the three mechitzas he was in Shemayim, and he comes out of Shemayim, he takes three steps back. Third reason, this is a way of differentiating between a makam kadosh and a makam chol. Dalit, the fourth reason, that a Kohen, when he went up on the Mizbeach to do Avodas, he had to come down. He went up Derech Yamin, he went on the Mizbeach, and then he would come down on three steps off of the Mizbeach. So the tefillahs are connected to the Tamidim, so Mimela, we also take three steps out of the Shmoneh Esrei like a Kohen who's finished his Avodah. Hey, the fifth reason, it says in the Pasuk, three times the word regal by the Malachim. It says, regal, Raglayim regal yishara. Their regal is their raglayim are regal yishara. So raglayim is two, and then regal is three. So like the malachim, it says three times regal. So we take three steps back, three raglayim. And the sixth reason, which is similar, others say that there's another pasuk in addition to the three raglayim. It also says another three times. So it comes out six altogether. There's six steps. Now there's two pshat and what it means six steps. So others learn that you actually, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2 is, that's six. And others say that you take three steps back and then three steps forward again, and that's your six steps. Because really, Chazal say you take three steps and you leave Shmoneh Esrei, right? But no, there's six because, each step is two, or you're coming back. So sometimes you see somebody, he'll take six steps out of Shmoneh Esrei and they know why he does it. There's such a mimic. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings in another time that you were mentioning, Nebuchadnezzar. Oid katsu tam mishum dam amr chazal say, tibizchus gimel psiyos shiroth Nebuchadnezzar, l'chvoid Hashem Yisbarach, that the three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took in the covet of Hashem, so then uzachal akri of Beit HaMikdash, he was naked to the covet, what no other melech was able to do, that he was able to be matzliach, to be macher of the Beis HaMikdash. So then we want to be connected, the korban, we want to bring binyan Beis HaMikdash. We take three steps back to the covet of Hashem Yisbarach. We'll see, we didn't mention the Ramah brings down here, that the minig, as soon as we finish the shalosh psiyos, and we say it's a shalom, is then we say, Tfila Mehera Ibana Beis HaMikdash. So we're saying that the three steps are connected with that tfila because we wish that our covet for Hashem Yisbarach should build the Beis HaMikdash. Sivkat and Gimel, after he took his three steps, Loika Ois, so after you take your three steps, then you say Ois HaShalom, not like the people that say Ois HaShalom as they're taking their three steps back. Loika Ois and Sha'imrim, Ois HaShalom, Ba'oid, Sha'poisin, which you still see today, they nochen la'aseifkein, it's not proper, v'chein adin Ba'Ois HaShalom, the Kaddish, same thing by Kaddish, you have to wait until you finish your three steps, then you say Ois HaShalom. Dalad, Latad Smoila, you go first to the left. Why to the left? We always know the Cheshivas goes to the right. Here the Pshat is this is the right of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When a person's mispal, he looks as if the Shechina is in front of him. So he's giving covet to the Yamin of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we said, you say to the left, to the right, you say, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. And in front of you, you're Mishtachave, and you say, Aval Kol Yisrael Vimramin. So the Mishmar says, the Loika Aimrim, Aleinu Aval Kol Yisrael, to the right side. They finished the whole Nusach on the right side. Ella Aval Kol Yisrael Yoimar Kish Mishtachave Lefanav. Also, the Eilam is not so medactic in this. Yeah, you should split it up. That's what he says. Right, left, left, right, and then in the middle. By the Shliach Sibra also, Yivrechecha to the right, and Yair to the left, I'm not sure. We'll see when we get there. If I remember correctly, you go right, left, right, left, forward. Right, left, forward. That's a different Indian. It's a Kabbalah Indian. Yeah, it's a different. It's to be koilo the midas yamin with the midas small, and it's all pi Kabbalah that the by Birkas Kahanim. Yeah. Yamoid. We have time for one more short Mr. Bray here. Yamoid. That then he should stand. Oh no, that's later. Okay, let's finish the sif. The Haggah, v'nagu loyma akakach yiratza and shibana beza mikdash, Ki atfila b'makam avoida. The tefila was b'makam avoida. It's like we brought a korban. So we ask Hashem that l'chein mevakshim al hamikdash shenuchal aseis avoida mamish. That we ask, we wish we'd be able to do real avoida. Okay. So with Hashem, everybody should have a good yom tov and it should be zeich a neichal min hazvachim min hazvachim. That's Yivana Beis Hamikdash.